5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here's the information I got almost an hour ago. The Big Ten and Pac-12 will cancel their football seasons tomorrow. The ACC and the Big 12 are on the fence. The SEC is trying to get a delay to have teams join them. The SEC is looking at exclusive TV contracts. So once again, then I followed up with my source and I said, so the Big Ten and Pac-12 canceled tomorrow. That's what I'm told this morning. Three Big Ten teams that I've spoken with said it's done. And I followed up by saying, so the SEC might go alone and bring in other schools. That's the latest. They're trying to buy time, according to my source, to see if the ACC or Big 12 will go along with them.
I'm just sick of this. I'm sick of this pandemic.
So what? So I'm confused because initially it felt like his first go round in that about 45-second clip. That the SEC was trying to bring individual teams along with them. And then the second time around, it made it seem like it was more like we're just trying to make sure the Big 12 and the ACC will play with
them. I think they need other conferences. You don't want to be the lone wolf.
I think if the SEC, well, college football is very provincial. And who are you playing to? Who is your market?
Well, dude, look at their TV. Their TV deal in the SEC is huge.
But in terms of playing, most of that region wants to play.
So the SEC region wants to play. They've got schools open in Georgia. I think they went to online learning because right away there was 9 students who tested positive for COVID. So they did online. They went back to online for high school. But they were one of the first ones to open up. High school, let's go. Y'all go to school, no problem. If there's going to be a region that tries it, they would be the ones, but it also helps that they have just an enormous TV deal that I'm sure they're not trying to throw away.
Yeah, the thing about trying to get the ACC involved is that particular conference spans from Northeast to the South. So is Boston – Syracuse players didn't practice the first 2 days because they wanted – they wanted the ACC to up their testing protocols. Like the ACC, I think it's like once a week, 72 hours before a game. Syracuse players wanted it to be twice a week, and because that's what the Syracuse program's doing. So it might be some northern sensibilities, I guess, as far as football is concerned, versus what a team in the South is willing to do. So that's going to be a little bit difficult to get everyone involved because I don't think they all think the same way. But you see, the SEC is trying to find a way to play as long as people will come with them. They're doing the opposite of the Big Ten, which wants people to come with them so they can cancel.
What if it's only the SEC that plays and they have an SEC championship game?
Wouldn't be the first time.
It wouldn't be.
Maybe they invite Notre Dame.
You know what
to play.
They think is that's the national champ.
That's what it should be anyway,
that's
right?
That's it. We don't need nobody else. Well, that's the national championship right there.
Well, we're going to keep seeing guys opt out, though. We're up to in college. Now, one thing, I wrote this guy up from Michigan State, this tackle, Jordan Reed. And then the more I read on him, I'm like, this guy's not really. He's like a fifth through seventh rounder. I don't know why he's coming out. Well, I assumed he was coming out. He's actually going to go back. He's actually going to go back to school in 21. A lot of these players who are opting out are not big-time players. They're opting out, but they plan on going back to school next year. They're not just opting out for the draft. They're just opting out of 2020, and they're coming back for 2021. So, like the Jordan Reed, he's the right starting right tackle for Michigan State. It turns out he's going back and getting his MBA and playing football next year. So he's just taking this year off, and he plans to come back next year. It will be interesting to see how many players keep going out. Right now, I'm writing up draft profiles on players who are going to the pros. If you're going to the pro and you opt out, I might as well write you up now. I wrote up the kid Rondell Moore from Purdue. I wrote up Greg Rousseau from Miami. I wrote up this morning Rashad Bateman from Minnesota. Overrated. And then Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech. Those guys are all coming out. They're not playing.
Just to add to the intrigue, the backup, what Dan Patrick said, Matt Hayes, who we referenced earlier, says Power 5 AD just texted me, is looking more and more like his Big Ten and Pac-12 versus SEC, ACC, and Big 12. So apparently the momentum to play is for your Southern conferences, and the momentum not to play is for the rest of them.
Do you remember the whole heat thing about the coronavirus?
You don't
get it.
It's hotter here.
You know, it's hot. So you don't get it.
Hotter in the South, yeah.
And the Big Ten, I do find it funny that the Big
Ten. And we have more bleach and.
Yeah, and ultraviolet rays and stuff.
Yeah.
And sanitizer to shoot in your arm.
Right.
I do,
and Lysol.
Down here in the South. I do find it funny that the Big Ten wants unity on this when they were the first, like, excuse me, can we just make this a conference-only schedule? I don't think the rest of the conferences, that wasn't their initial thing to do until the Big Ten was like, we're going to do this here.
Seriously, why did the Big Ten bail on it? What? I don't know.
They came out with a schedule last week.
Is it the MAC? I feel like it's because the MAC is the...
Because they play those schools, and they're right in the same schools, region.
Yeah, but they weren't playing them this year. What'd they care?
I don't know. It felt like, hey, if the MAC teams we closely associate with, maybe not academically, who knows? I don't know about MAC
they're
schools.
They're in our same region.
Same region. We're gonna
regionally,
shut it down.
People look at this different from they'll reference that. Like the Northern, that is a big problem that you're right about. That ACC, you're going to have an issue with Northern teams probably versus Southern teams would be one of the concerns. You might have that issue with Iowa State.
Well, look at the Florida governor
In the Big 12. I'm not worried about Florida.
Iowa State, Iowa wanted to play. So maybe Iowa State feels the same way.
Yeah,
actually,
you may be right. Yeah, because they were one of the ones who wanted to play. Nebraska, come on home, Nebraska.
You want to join the
Big
12 for a year?
Come on to the Big 8. I mean, Big 12.
Yeah, you know you want to come back.
You know you want to play.
Things have been going good for you up there.
Well, there's only 10 teams. They need two more to be 12.
Scott Frost, we got some patsies over here.
See, that's the deal. I don't know how it works. I'm sure the Big 10 like, no, you can't do that. Could the Big 12?
Why not? They're not doing it.
Exactly. But
Iowa wants to play, let Iowa play.
I don't know the contractual things. I don't know how it works. The Big 12 was like, we're playing and we could use two teams.
We'll be back with you next year. You don't want to play? All right, take your ball and go home. I'm going to play.
Look, I could imagine if for whatever reason the SEC is the only one out there playing, or maybe the ACC decides they don't want to play, Notre Dame's like, you want a year of us? Would you like? Who wants a year of us? You think the Big 12 wouldn't want a year of Notre Dame?
Oh, yeah. Just come, yeah.
If the ACC decided they weren't going to play?
How funny would that be in their stats, though? Iowa. One Big 12 year ever. Big 12 ranking.
It'd be awesome.
And, yeah.
Look, that's what college football is always weird, and this is weird, and it's threatening the season. But if Iowa and Nebraska, I don't think it's possible, if they could go join another conference for a year because they want to play, I'd be all for it. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Let them play. They want to.
Let them play. Let them play, just like the kids in the Astros.
So here's what Ron DeSantis said, the governor of Florida. They should not only not follow the Big Ten, the SEC and ACC should not only not follow the Big Ten and potentially canceling college football season, but that they should make a bid in poaching their players if that happens.
Oh, what? He went Draymond Green?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, $50,000 fine.
$50,000 for Draymond.
Draymond's so reckless. You can't be saying that about Devin Booker. He literally just said, it's time Devin Booker went to a different. What did he say?
He said, he needs to be on a winner.
He said, get my guy out of there because.
Yeah, get him out of
Phoenix
there.
Phoenix is ruining him. Phoenix, by the way, 5-0 in the bubble. Still fighting. Ron DeSantis has a Florida school in the SEC and a Florida school in the ACC, so that's why he's chiming. He was on Clay Travis,
yeah,
right?
He's got a couple from in the ACC.
Yeah, Florida State, too. I forgot about them. I like to forget about them.
How did you forget about Florida State?
Because I like to. That's all. It's comforting sometimes to forget that they exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's got some in the AAC as well. Let's go.
Yeah,
don't forget the AAC, bro.
Yeah, they want. Well, he didn't talk about them. But, I tell you, college football is so provincial. I can see it. I can see the Pac-10 and Big 12. Big Ten, because they're connected, because the Rose Bowl deciding we're not going to play. And plus, we can get into all the liberalism stuff. If you want to talk about that?
Ultimately, who's the decision makers? Is it presidents? Is it going to be governors?
I don't know. Because
are governors going to pull the trick? Because I would think the governors will trump a school president.
Well, Gavin Newsom in California, we know him. He's allowed for Pac-12 practices to go if they're actually going to play. Because, you know, he had to. Because I think the rule is no more than 50 people can congregate.
I'm telling you this.
But the NFL is practicing there. I think he allowed for Pac-12.
Do not sleep on the fact that this "we want to play" thing. I really truly believe if they say they will play, they've got a better chance to get certain things pushed through. You can't get anything pushed through if you're not going to play. And I saw where Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence were given a lot of credit for being part of this movement when everyone assumes they're going pro anyway after this year is over. Trevor Lawrence, I think, really does want to play, and I'm sure Justin does too. But here's the thing. They don't have to throw their name in this. This all it does is strengthens the potential leverage that college football players have. And the latest what Pac-12 came out with was like a list of demands. That one felt almost like that one felt extremely aggressive, and you could see where they were going. That was an attempt to get money and to unionize, basically. This one comes off, it's a softer sell, but I think I think basically they saw what some of the pushback was on what the Pac-12 did, so they came out with a little softer message and really made it very health focused. And things like that. But inside of the language, you can see where there's the potential for them to say, we want a greater voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very vague statement.
Absolutely. It is interesting about Trevor Lawrence.
Well, I was talking with ACC and their wide stretching conference. The Wake Forest president was out at practice, and apparently Wake Forest themselves has said hashtag we want to play. So that is one ACC school that says we're in, so, and backed by the president apparently. So we'll see how it goes.
No, I think we're watching two different, I mean, it's like two different countries here.
Yeah,
it is. The north and the south,
and
the north, the west, and the northwest and south.
Well, as far as people talking about the spring, college football writer Matt Hayes getting a lot of run on this show says no league is playing in the spring. Nothing will be different with the virus, among much other bigger issues. If you're not playing because of the virus now, you're not playing in the spring.
Yeah, that's what I said. I haven't heard one thing about that they're guaranteeing spring.
No, I haven't seen that either.
Nothing.
He calls it a pipe dream, actually, because of all the issues that you have to take into account. Are you going to play the kids who are now eligible to play because they enrolled early? And are they eligible to play?
No.
How many years of eligibility are you giving people? So a lot of issues with just simply let's push it to the spring.
And how many kids are you going to lose?
But they need the money.
And how many kids are you going to lose?
But if you play, you get your TV money.
In the spring?
If you play, you get your box if people are in. If 50%. What if 100%
know that you're,
in?
I don't know. Are you sure? Okay,
let me ask you something.
Do you think ESPN will pay the Big 12 networks, they've got their own network, so they do what they want. But I'm not sure that the contract with CBS or ABC or any, are you sure that they're going to say?
Don't we think it's going to be heavily watched and all that?
You canceled your season. Your season's over.
No. They cancel fall athletics. That doesn't mean you cancel your football season. No one's talking about canceling football. I have not seen anyone other than, I think UConn did. I haven't seen anyone say cancel fall athletics. They are talking about playing in spring. Everything I've seen has been playing in spring. Nothing has been canceled football for the year.
I haven't seen that. All I've seen is they've canceled their football season.
Show me where it says.
I've seen cancel
every fall. Single headline says
I've seen cancel fall athletics.
Cancel fall, cancel fall athletics.
Fall sports. Yeah. But right. As
keep
far,
keep reading, but and
no,
you see.
But there's been no guarantee. Even in the articles from the people allegedly making decisions, there's always a caveat about, well, we have to see what the virus is like in the spring.
Well,
there's
but
no
that
guarantee.
Is true, though.
There's no. But I think this.
What if a vaccine comes out, Del, mid-November?
Okay.
Mid-November. Now, the season's, well, you would have had to have made your decision already about what you're going to do as a conference. What if it comes out in January, but the masses can't even get it until February? I don't know how they would do college football. I mean, except March, April, May, which would make some sense. But like I said, your turnaround is extraordinary.
How many football games are you asking these kids to play
with how much rest? I heard somebody on this morning, the new morning show before us, he said Bill Polian used to give you time off by how many snaps you played for the Indianapolis Colts. But because they, you know, with Peyton Manning, they always went deep into the postseason. So he said, you know, that rest time is going to be so, so important. And the thinking was, too, is this may be a great, great offseason for the NFL that they're finding out we really need to cut it back because guys are going to be fresher this season than they've been before. Mm-hmm. Now you have to get ready for the season and your all your ligaments and soft tissue and all that stuff ready. But the time off that they're having now, football players may feel better than ever as opposed to stressing their bodies 12 months a year. So this and if you play in the spring, so you're going to start up back in the summer to play for the next season?
No, you're going to have to back it up. I mean, you'd have to start in February. If a vaccine came out in December, I think it's reasonable to think that you could end up getting athletes inoculated.
So let me
by
ask you this:
February
in Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, you're going to be having your preseason in January when it's freezing cold, and you're going to start your season in February.
Yeah,
I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
February, March,
9/17, ESPN 97.5. You need some testosterone if you're doing that.
Well, then SEC will play a second time then. SEC's like, we'll go again.
That's right.
Give us your money. You're give us your right. TV money. We'll go again. We'll have these recruits come in. Our signing class straight onto the field. Let me tell you something right now. Men's T Clinic is taking care of you. And how are you doing to take care of yourself? For many men, you don't take care of yourself. You start to decline, and the decline may be muscle mass, decline may be energy, your decline may be libido. Put a stop to the decline. The decline is killing your mood. It's killing your vibes. It's killing your way of life. And if you feel like you're in that prison where you're just like, man, I don't know, I'm in a funk and I can't get out of it. You know, a big part of it may be that your confidence is down because your testosterone level is down. And it has everything to do with that swagger. And get it back. Get back to being the real you. You don't have to just give in to lower testosterone. Get tested at one of the locations, 5 locations here in the Houston area. Go to menstclinic.com and find one near you. Get tested, and within minutes, you'll have results. And once you have results, if they are low, they can get you treated and customize a program that is right for you so that your body optimizes the treatment and you get to the optimal level where your body is doing what it's supposed to do, just like when you're in your 20s or your 30s. MensTClinic.com.
Loaded and ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. 920 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-377. Let's get some calls. What do you guys think about this? Come on. What do you think? What's going to happen? What do you think about your Rockets? What do you think? How happy are you with what's going on with the Astros right now?
Oh, man. They got another pitcher.
Yeah.
I think his name is Petey Bronkowski, I think.
No, that's not it.
Somebody, like Paul. If I just keep going, Joey, I'll eventually Raylan. Get to a pitcher. Nobilio Jimenez.
No. His this one.
Gondristan.
He doesn't look like
Jack
a Jimenez.
Manger.
No.
Wathrate?
Or Raylor or something.
Is there a pitcher named Phil Wathrate? Probably.
That's no.
Who made their major league debut yesterday?
Like three Astros.
Pickle Mickle.
That's not
you remember
it.
Marvin Micklemeyer's
no.
son?
We got a Brooks. We got a Brooks Rayleigh.
Yep. He's coming you over from the
there.
Reds.
You were getting there sooner.
Yeah, I was going to get there.
Yeah.
Player to be named later. Brooks Rayleigh. That's the second second trade that James Click has made.
He's really bringing in some top level talent.
What can you do?
He's
you
going for it. Pit? Hey, he's going for it.
He's just trying to say, let's just shuffle the deck.
Anything.
I mean, just anything. Give me another card.
Does this guy need
just
Tommy
like when
John?
You play Card Sharks, you're like, higher or lower? I'm going to change the card. Let me change the card. All right. An eight. lower.
Brooks Rayleigh. I'm going to get his stats. I don't even, never heard of him.
Oh, you know Brooks Rayleigh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brooks has been
Let's see.
Doing it for years.
Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's
baseball.
Going on in Brooks
Rayleigh. He's played baseball for years.
No, not really.
Yeah, he started when he was in like six.
Oh, yeah, of course he started when he was six.
Yeah, he's played baseball for years, like I said.
Brooks Rayleigh, stats. Yeah. Okay. He's a, triple A, double A. I don't, there's nothing.
He's played baseball for years in triple A. He's a triple A lifer, probably.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. Everything's fine.
No.
Brooks Rayleigh's here.
Yeah, he. He pitched here. Some quit stats. Let's see. Oh my gosh, Brooks Rayleigh. This is what we got. Got up.
Spin rate.
Let's get Spencer in here on ESPN 97.5.
Don't look too hard at Brooks Rayleigh. You're not going to find anything that's going to help you.
I can't find anything from Brooks Rayleigh. What's going on, Spencer?
I don't want to get too political about it, but I just I don't understand why all these conferences are talking about canceling the football season when there's so much money at stake. I genuinely don't understand it because, I mean, I know my son's at UT, and the economic impact on all these schools across the board is devastating because of the coronavirus. They don't know how many kids are coming back. They're not able to get money for room and board. And y'all had a caller call in the other day, and I thought it was genius. They can do bubbles because everything's online. And it's not, I mean, obviously there are a lot of logistics to it, but I mean, you know, for example, the LSU football team, I guarantee they can put all of them in one dorm and make sure they're all tested and make sure they go from the dorm to the practice facility and back, and that's all they do.
So,
and you're talking, there's so much money at stake that I know my guess is the university leaders can't come out and actually say that because they'll just get killed on social media. But we're talking about tens of millions of dollars for these schools. And when you look at schools, like when you look at states like Louisiana, Arkansas, some of these other schools whose economies were shaky, now the economies are getting hammered. These schools are they're in dire financial trouble.
Oh, dire.
And I mean, it's bad. It's really, really bad across the country. And I guarantee these university presidents are going, oh, wait a minute. You want me to snap my fingers and say goodbye to $15, $20, $100 million in revenue? I mean, the AD for Wisconsin came out and said, okay, y'all want to cancel the football season? You realize that's going to cost us $100 million. Do y'all have any idea how much money we're talking about? And so I'm stunned that these other schools are talking about canceling the season because I agree with what y'all are saying. I mean, this idea of let's postpone to the spring, that's just absurd. I mean, I'm not a vaccination expert, but we're not going to have a vaccination. It's just not going to happen. And I just don't understand it. I'm tired of it. I'm so sick of the coronavirus as everybody else is, but I just don't understand why they can't bubble these college football teams. So, that's really my main
point. So I actually had a conversation, this very thing. So this guy, so a personnel guy played at Boston College. And I said, dude, how – and they're going good in the NFL. His team is going good. They had one positive test on a guy who was going to get cut anyway. They test everyone. Everyone came out good. NFL's been good so far. He said, I said, how are they going to do this? How can they even play? He said, the one way that they can make it happen. So I guess there are, with a lot of schools, there are regulations where you can't have all athletes in one dorm because then that dorm turns into a palace and you can unfairly provide for those athletes much more so than everyone else in the general, you know, in the general population of school. So what they, I guess what some schools, maybe all schools do now is they balance out the athletes into dorms with regular students. And he said his belief is the best way to let, you know, for college football to have a chance to work is to go every athlete now in one dorm, every coach in one dorm. They live there. They stay there. They go from there to practice facility, any kind of, you know, all courses need to be online. And then you can also go to training table, things like that. He said, if you do it like that, you have everyone in one group, just like you're saying, Spencer, including the coaches, and you say this is only an athlete-only facility, and you can do the same thing for men's basketball and women's whatever sport, basketball, whatever sport you're looking at, then you've got a bubble scenario where you would have a chance to do that. But that's how he saw it. He said that's the only way he could envision it is if they went to a bubble scenario, and the best bubble scenario is just saying, look, you got to do it. But he also said, when I was 19 or 20, I would not have followed any of the protocols. Hmm. When I was a tight end, he goes, I would just, he said, look, I would have wanted to, I would have said I was going to, and then I probably wouldn't have. And he said, that's the problem. So you have to have everybody together. So there's pressure on the team. And then you make an example out of anyone who breaks that protocol. That's if you really want to keep college football, give it a chance.
Yeah. No, it could. Listen, your scenario, Spencer, I don't see why. You're exactly right. Put them all in a dorm. Bubble them. And if the players want to play. If they don't, they want to opt out, they'll have another year of eligibility. That's fine. But the guys that want to play, this is how you have to do it this year. And you can't go to parties and all of that stuff. Okay? All of those things. Do you want to play football? You want to play football. And there's a lot of guys that would do it. And yet we're so hesitant to actually do what you have to do.
Well, because you put them in the bubble, you have to acknowledge that, wait a minute, they're different from all the other kids.
Yeah.
They're actually maybe more like professionals than we would like to let on.
Yeah.
And we have to acknowledge that amateurs...
They already are. Look at their facilities. Look at their facilities.
Yeah, they can sell that as something, but if you actually do what the other pro leagues are done, then you're just removing any shred of, well, they're amateurs thing from the equation. That's why they don't want to do it.
Why? Because they're in a bubble? Well, they're in a bubble.
They're also... Everything that, like, pretty much, if you decide, and I'm with it, do it.
Listen.
Because they're not shocking me by they're not amateurs. Here's I know the deal, they're too. Not.
Put women's soccer in a bubble.
Well, all athletes.
All athletes in a bubble.
Speaking of that, I talked to...
But wait a minute. We're not pretending that women college soccer players are pros, but we're putting them in a bubble to protect them.
Well, Stanford floated the idea to their athletes. I talked to Camille in Dawson, who's an intern here. Well, not anymore, but she was a Stanford fencer when her program got affected. And Stanford was floating that idea of putting their athletes in kind of an Olympic village.
Yeah.
And she said most of them would agree to do it.
Yes.
Because they want to play.
You know how much sex you have in an Olympic village?
Well, I didn't ask her that question because it seems... Cause
you know, didn't they have thousands of condoms?
You know what I'm not going to do? Ask the daughter of the boss in the gloss to answer that question.
I'm not talking about that. No. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying. I'm saying, do you know how many? Not Camille. I'm not asking her. Do you know how much sex those kids were having in the Olympic villages?
I didn't do the research. No.
Oh, really? Because I saw the number of condoms that the Olympic committee gave them.
More concerned about who was going to win the soccer match that day, not the condom store.
Oh, well, that's you. I was more interested in the condom store.
Yeah, that's one of the main differences between us. Yes.
All right. So here's something else that we have to worry about is the rainy season, floods, hurricanes. There's a local law firm. It's called the MMA Law Firm, the McClenny, Mosley, and Associates, MMA. It has nothing to do with fighting. Although, wait for it. Yes, they will fight for you, especially against insurance companies. They got a free no-obligation consultation with expert attorneys about dram shop, pharmaceutical law, medical devices, serious personal injury, 18-wheeler injury. but they do specialize in insurance claims. That if the insurance company is screwing you right now, or if you have any issues in the future with an insurance company, or have had bad faith in the past, don't let it die. Go and see these guys, largelossattorneys.com, largelossattorneys.com. And there is a free, no obligation consultation, and you don't have to pay a dime. You're dealing with enough. They front all expenses. If they win, their payment will come out of the recovery, not out of your pocket. No settlement. No fees. That is huge. So it's basically you win. It's a win-win, and you don't have to pay a dime. That's what these guys are doing every single day. You have an issue with insurance company? Go to largelossattorneys.com. That's largelossattorneys.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at boomernaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, I was able to track down Brooks Raley's stats. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here. He pitched with the Cubs. He started 5 games. He was 1-2. Okay.
Sounds.
He had an 8.14 ERA.
Now, that fits. That fits 2020 Astros bullpen.
Well, then he pitched for the Cubs the following year. 9 games pitched, 0 starts. He had a 5.14 ERA. And then he's with Cincinnati this year. 4 games pitched, 9 ERA. There is one slight problem. His stint with the Cubs was back in 2012 and 13. And then he didn't pitch again in the majors until 2020.
That's a long... I told you he played a lot of baseball. When did he play? Start playing college? Start playing baseball? Like, when was he drafted?
He's 32 years old.
Oh, this is good. They added a 31-year-old from the Orioles, a 32-year-old from the Reds. What could
Fernando Rodney.
And a 43-year-old from the Skeeters or wherever.
Wherever is he, by the way?
I haven't even seen him. He's not obviously on the team. He must be AAA.
Maybe Pete Incaviglia knocked him out when he wore his hat sideways.
I don't know.
So Rayleigh's got a 7.23 ERA.
Oh, my God.
Career. He's pitched 42 and a third. 36 strikeouts and 21 walks, which
that's not a good
that's the positive.
That's not even the positive.
No,
that's not even a 2-1.
Wait.
He's 2-1 walk best, to inning
that's
pitch.
His best stat.
Why would we're gonna have to get Lynn out back? We just have to take the heat. You know what the Astros need back?
Brooks.
Jeff Leno and AJ Hinch. Jeff Leno and AJ Hinch. Just take the heat. Take the heat next year. Astros, I can't believe they play. I'm going to tell you now. The Astros, yeah. Every talking head just, yeah, whatever. We're going back to business as usual. Keep yapping.
How douchey is it, all of these people coming after the Astros? I mean, honestly.
Well,
I mean.
We try to come after somebody on the other side. I'm being honest about it.
What?
Well, I mean, if somebody else had cheated and whatever, I mean, we'd probably be relentless on them.
I wouldn't be.
Our city was putting rats in somebody's restaurant and she hadn't even opened yet. Like, don't eat it. International smoke, that old rat house. I literally saw 7 rats. Like, what? It's not even open. How did you see 7 rats?
Oh, the new guy might make Biagini and James look good. Oh, yeah.
Nobody can make Biagini look good.
And Josh James and wow.
And you know, these were all of our fears. All of our fears that we talked about before the season started. And when I say before the season started, I mean for 4 months. We would just make up stuff about Astros. Like, hey, wouldn't it be weird if the Astros play this year and then we have to look at this bullpen. Like, this bullpen doesn't seem very good. Is this a good bullpen? Do they have enough starting pitching? Feels like pitching's not going to be great. Nope. Fromber is basically your new Verlander. Grinky's Grinky. My brother said McCullers is Tim Redding. That's not fair. Somebody else asked if the David Whitlock asked if, I mean, is there any chance John Halama would help?
John Halama.
That's ridiculous. That's ugly talk.
You got Randy Johnson for John Halama.
No.
That's how good John Halama was.
No, the Astros didn't get Sports by Brooks. They got Brooks Raley, Dustin. That's totally different.
No.
Everything is
I don't know if I wouldn't rather have Sports by Brooks throwing. Right now. If you want to know the truth.
Everything is going about like we thought it could potentially go.
No, I didn't think. I never thought.
You thought the bullpen was going to be good?
I don't look at numbers and think everyone's going to die.
You're not a numbers guy like
That's
me.
That's you. You think everyone's going to die every day.
No,
it's
I look
not
at numbers.
The case.
I look at numbers.
I thought they'd be a 15-0 right now.
I know. You're not a numbers guy. You got to start paying attention to numbers.
No. You look at simulated seasons and think that's real.
They seem real. Would you like for me to tell you? Show
oh,
you
really? How's Carlos Correa hitting?
You can find literally one guy. That's it. Well, they thought Jose Altuve was going to. I don't see how you could simulate anything where Jose Altuve hits like this. He's hitting 182. He is so tight. I never thought I would live in a world where Jose Altuve is pressing this hard.
Yeah.
My goodness. I never thought Tuve would press this hard. And you know he's just doing it just because he wants to prove people wrong. And now he's just,
I am squeezing the handle so tightly.
Oh, Tuve, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. How did Draymond Green react? Draymond just laughed at his $50,000 fine.
Yeah.
The laughing emojis.
How much did Doc get for mentioning Kawhi before he actually had Kawhi on the roster? Because he was on a panel was talking about how great Kawhi was, and he got fined, right?
Yeah, I forget how much that fine was. But you know what? It worked out just fine.
He still got Kawhi.
He got Kawhi. Guess what? He's got a chance at the title now. Thanks. I don't care.
By the way.
You know how much money he's going to make?
He got hit with $50,000 too.
$50,000.
So I guess it's the number for violating the anti-tampering rule. You get $50,000. Draymond didn't say trade him to the Warriors. All he said was he needs to get out of there.
You still can't speak on another man's status on a team. That's why he caught that fine. Plus, let's be real about this. They went out and snatched Kevin Durant away from a team. So, of course, Durant was certainly. It's probably the other way around, so I'm sure the NBA is a little sensitive. Since Golden State's going to have a lottery pick, both of their star guards coming back, like, why is he even looking for, why are they looking for another guard?
I don't know.
What are you even doing?
I don't know if they're close or it was a ploy, but he was asked, are you tampering? He goes, maybe. On the broadcast.
He said that?
I don't know if he exactly said maybe, but it was of the... I guess I am. Pretty much is what he said. I have to find. I think... I forgot who asked him about it, but he goes, could be.
So Ross Dellinger got caught up on a call, so he is going to join us tomorrow. So we'll... Tomorrow, if you'd like to hear...
Oh, is he busy covering things?
He's busy covering football right now. We'll see what we find out tomorrow. Look, we need some football to be played, period. Pro football, I think, is going to go. I'd love it if college football goes. If it doesn't, for the greater good of their sport, I hope they play in the spring. I don't know how it's going to happen. I think the logistics are incredibly tough to just throw it out there like playing in the spring is easy to do. The turnaround is substantial, and this is a contact sport. This is not, this is not basketball season where you're like, oh, their legs are going to be tired. Yeah, this is... Football's a lot tougher. So we'll visit with them tomorrow at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. we'll have Ross Dellinger on. And whatever the latest is, we will have with Sports Illustrated's college football.
Well, the latest is a member of Congress is getting involved. Republican Ben Sasse, I think is how you pronounce the name. He used to be a college president, and he penned a letter to the just general chancellors and presidents of the Big Ten, because I'm sure he's heard the news. He said, as a former college president, I know many of you actually agree because I've heard multiple presidents say it when the cameras aren't rolling in reference to actually playing football this year. He talks about Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields writing and saying canceling the football season will mean closing down socially distanced structured programs for these athletes. Young men will be pushed away from universities that are uniquely positioned to provide them with testing and health care. Here's reality. Many of you think that football is safer than no football, but you also know that you'll be blamed if there is football, whereas you can duck any blame if you cancel football.
Yep. That's at the heart of it to me.
713-7803. Okay, we got Tellinger coming up. We got to take
a break. No, have him.
No, I just told you.
Oh.
Yeah, tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What's
his point is stop being,
what's his point?
Stop being pussies is what his point is, and let them play.
Let them play.
So his point is...
His point is that...
Let them play and fade the heat that comes?
They're hiding under the cover of what liability
but you know
and what
what's
it
weird is... He is... Spencer was right. Barry Alvarez did come out and talk about how much money they would lose and all that stuff, and yet Wisconsin was a yes vote to shut it down.
According to Dan Patrick,
but here's the thing, is they don't want to appear like, well, we have to play because of the money. Because then... Right. Now you're really opening yourself up to liability.
You're right, because
and not only that, but how bad it looks.
But that is the truth. But it's you're the right. Truth. You have to try to. I don't know how you hide it. You can't come out and say we've got to play, or everything's going to shut down, and you're going to and the players going to be like.
Then the players realize how important they are. Right.
Curious.
Well, I'm begging for them. Actually, I don't want to play in the spring, but I'm begging for them to explain the players and the rest of the country why they should play two full seasons in one calendar year and see how they're not taking advantage of the players and they're all about player safety.
Right.
Explain that one to people.
No. And I'm telling you, that downtime is just not enough. If you play a college football season, and listen, have you ever been in Wisconsin in January? You can't get ready for a football season. Just getting to practice is going to be a pain in the ass. In Michigan.
Do they have an indoor facility?
In Ohio. Yes, they all do.
Yeah. Getting there would be.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And you can't play
you can
in Wisconsin in February.
You can live
outside in February. You can't play outside in February in Wisconsin. You just can't. So they would have no home games until maybe April.
But they play in December. Is February worse than December?
They don't play in December.
They may have
There's no
one.
Games
oh,
in December.
Oh, no, I guess they're late yeah, November. True. Yeah.
Well, early
November, the season's over.
Yeah, because
you got Thanksgiving Day games. Well, Wisconsin plays.
Oh yeah, championship. Yeah.
Early December, second week. So maybe they do play one, but they're not playing. They're not practicing.
I think February
is
actually
the
colder.
Is Thanksgiving.
I think.
Well, some championship games are December. What?
No, Big Ten championship.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. When's the last?
They never play in
Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, that's true. They don't play in Wisconsin. Well,
they might. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out when's the last week of the season, then into the championship week. Yeah.
Yeah. 9:45.
So toughen up. Deal, play.
What?
Toughen up.
You call people, who calls
people? Play, yeah. It's cold. Boo.
Where do you live again?
I live in Houston.
All right, then.
In air conditioning.
All right, then.
And I don't go outside at all. Like my wife, you want to go for a walk today? For what?
For who? For who?
Feel how humid it is? Ugh.
You know how nice it is inside? That's what Jeff Aronoff is working on the inside. He's working on the outside. We got him working on he came over last week and he's going to look at and redoing our we've got a stove area that the countertop is just terrible. He's going to take it out. He's going to replace it. He's going to do the tile behind the countertops as well. We got outside as well where he's got it's sagging in the middle and Jeff's like, "Don't worry. We got this job done." So And if you've got jobs like this, now he does really, really big jobs. He does hotels. He puts in all of the vanities or countertops in entire hotels. It's unbelievable how big this guy's gotten. But here's the deal is now there's two jobs that are too small. But if you've got a big job at your house, your residence, and it doesn't just have to be in the kitchen. It can be in the, you know, he can put in entire shelves or rooms or fireplaces or whatever it is that you're looking for. Jeff can get all this job done at Absolute Marble and Granite. Absolute Marble and Granite has been advertising here for I don't know how long. He does an unbelievable job, and you'll love working with Jeff too. He's a good guy. So if you're looking for a great way to get this job done, give him a call. You get 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Do you eat beef jerky? Do you like beef jerky?
I can't. My jaw won't let me.
What do you mean?
I got a really... My jaw cracks all the time, so I can't eat it. It'll really destroy it.
Man, that's the worst.
Why? Did you sent out something about beef jerky?
An email, but the delete got the tweet got deleted.
Yeah, I got deleted. I didn't see it either.
I didn't see it.
A man... Maybe it's a fake story then. Because a man got arrested... Apparently, in this story, a man got arrested for selling beef jerky that was actually made of humans.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Did you verify this story?
I didn't verify it. I saw it, and I just thought this would be great for the show.
You haven't watched Queen of the South? There is something to that effect. Where the governor comes in and the head of the of his army is cooking a man over an open pit and he's got the rod through him like a pig, like you cook a pig. Yeah. And they were eating off of him, tacos off him. Yeah.
The man?
They were eating, man tacos.
Oh, that's in Queen of the South?
Queen of the South. There's a lot of stuff in it.
Well, in 000, we were introduced to a big old giant pig, too.
Yeah.
Remember he went to work?
Yeah.
In the movie Snatch, Bricktop?
Yep.
Bricktop would feed people to pigs.
Pigs.
I didn't know pigs ate. I didn't know they could saw through bones like
they can.
Teeth.
Yeah, they can.
Why don't we fear pigs more?
Well, because they don't do it unless we starve them and make them eat humans. The only thing we give them to eat is humans.
And then dump a human being in their presence. That's why we don't fear
why don't we fear pit bulls more? Oh, wait,
we do.
Because that's what
I do.
The pit bull lobby would have a word with you.
I know.
But if you starve them and throw a human into a pit bull.
If you starve any animal.
Hey, that's not fair.
I don't know if you know this, but your chihuahua will eat you if you starve it and then throw a human.
Yeah, but guess what? That's all you have to do is punch him in the face. And you don't even have to. You pick them up and throw them. Chihuahua.
Yeah, but if you're injured, which is what happens in these things, right? They don't just put a able-bodied human being amongst the pigs.
That one guy who got eaten by the pig, I don't know what happened to him, but he was unconscious until he was... Actually, I think he might have been dead and then fed to the pigs. But yeah, I think that's what happened.
Ruru wants to know, does Lance's brisket equal beef jerky?
That's bull crap. Ruru can suck it too. I had to tell Eric Layden about WAP.
Yeah.
He said, what does WAP mean?
What did you tell him?
I'd made him guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a little while. I had to give him some hints. And he's like, that's a song? I said, it's a
very
way of
popular.
Life, apparently.
It's different? It's a Cardi B thing.
Yeah, I said, that only partially tells the story. You really need to watch the video too.
Yeah.
The song only tells part of the story. The video also needs to be watched. You know, I watch that show Alone. I love Alone. And they're these survivalists who go try to live by themselves. They gotta make it 100 days.
Speaking of which, how is it with your family back? It was wonderful.
Same as always.
Did you get the house cleaned up in time?
Huh?
You did?
Yeah.
Because for those of you that weren't with us Friday, Lance's family was gone all week, and he had to...
I didn't realize how messy I am. When my wife and kids leave, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And just these plates, like, that's fine. I go into a kitchen, the shoes, leaving shoes all over, 3-4 pairs of shoes.
In the kitchen?
Hats all over, wherever. It doesn't matter. I look by the bed. I'm like, wow, there's my food towel that I like to put a towel on my bed and eat right there off the bed and watch TV.
Why don't you?
I just am an animal. And when my wife's home, it doesn't happen. And I just think, do I just do what I'm supposed to do when she's here? Like,
because you don't want to hear. You don't want to catch it.
That must be
there is a deterrent. It's a deterrent.
It is a deterrent. You know, kids don't have deterrents anymore.
Yeah, they do. Your wife is a deterrent for your kids.
Yeah, but at some point, they just roll right through that. Like, hey, yell at us. Who cares? We'll eventually be over. You know what a deterrent is for a kid? Taking away a technology of any kind.
Yeah.
For me, it's like telling Snacks he can't watch wrestling videos. Like, all right. By the way, shout out Kamala, the Ugandan warrior, a.k.a. James Harris, who is actually from Memphis, Tennessee. Kamala, the Ugandan warrior, dead at the age of 70. He died. I'll never forget watching Mid-South Wrestling, and Kamala came on the scene.
I don't know who that is.
He was. There's a pretty funny video. It's an outtake of Kamala being interviewed by Mean Gene Okerlund. No. Is it Mean Gene Okerlund? Yeah. And Mean Gene, and it's an outtake about, I'll show it to you during the break, because he basically said, here's Kamala, the Ugandan warrior. And Gene, were you last week when we were supposed to do shoots in Memphis? And you can tell, even though he's got his back to the camera, you can tell he's laughing. He's like, huh? Where were you, Mr. Reliable? He's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's supposed to be from Uganda. And he goes, I was hotel doing sexy. I have to show you this outtake.
That is awesome.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good, man. Yeah, I got my house cleaned on time. And
started to talk about Alone.
Well, it's awesome because this one guy literally stabbed a muskox to death with a.
I don't know what a muskox is.
Yeah, well, all you need to know is it's something that he cut open and field dressed right there and brought it all back, like over the course of 6 or 7 hours. It's so heavy he had to bring. Okay, here's the leg. Here's the other leg, and all this stuff. And then you got to keep the wolves, and now wolves are circling around this one guy's. You got to watch. Oh, you'd like this show. I'm not an outdoors person at all, and I love this show. I've watched it since it first came on.
I'm all about the outdoors.
They will, yeah.
If there's a golf course, if there's holes at the end of,
they drop you
beautiful
off. You got to bring 10 things with you. Whatever 10 things, they drop you off in a helicopter on this remote island. It's always going to get extraordinarily cold.
Can you bring like an AK-47?
No.
Well, what? That's one of the things I want.
You can bring a bow and arrow. You can bring a gill net to catch fish. They drop you off, and then people have to get started on building their own little houses they're going to live in or whatever. And it's crazy. I saw people. You've seen people take and they have to film themselves the whole time. There's no cameras out. They do all the camera shooting of themselves. And one time, this girl's using an axe, and all of a sudden, chomp! Like, oh, that's. She's like, okay, I better hit the emergency thing and the boat will come take you out. And you tap out. You see how long you can last? One guy, they made this one girl leave because she had lost like 50 pounds. She weighed like 86 pounds. Why am I? This one guy is so emaciated and he's got all this fish he had saved up. And he's just like, why are you taking me? He's like, you've lost like 30% of your body weight.
It's really bad. Come on, eat. Why don't you eat the fish you got?
That's what they did. He goes, I just was figuring I was going to ration it because I wanted it to just stay. He had like 17 fish.
Doesn't it go bad?
No, they smoke it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. I mean, I don't know how any of this stuff works.
No.
The fish seems to be good.
I'd be out there for like 20 minutes and be, I'm done, tapping out.
There's this one black guy.
Tapping out. Like, where's the cable? Do we have cable?
Year one or year two, this black guy was out there and he's like, you know, and he's filming. He's like, oh, that's bear scat. I can't be around bears. He'd been on the island like 20 minutes. He's beep. Yeah. I'm tapping out. Come get me. There's some bear scat here. I'm not doing this.
I'm out.
Yeah. He just shut it down. I always tell my wife things like, I think if I were alone, the first thing I would do, she's, I don't want to hear what you would do. You couldn't last 45 minutes there. I said, by the time I got to day 12, I'd start to do some. When we were hiking in Colorado, I said, right there, I could set up a trap and probably catch rabbits. And if we need to, like if we had to camp today, I could probably catch us food.
Mm.
It kind of makes her mad that I say this. Mm-hmm. She knows, even though I know it's not possible, like it is, and it still bothers her that I act like it's possible.
Can you bring traps on this?
You can bring little wires, and they know how to make traps. They make their own traps out of wires.
That's why I'm out.
Yeah.
9:59 ESPN.
Oh, is that why you're out?
That's why I'm out.
Oh, okay.
That's it. I'm done. I'm out. 713-780-3776. Me and Adele continue it right here next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.